Okay, up next will be USC coach Ed Orgeron. Coach has joined us. USC is hosting Arizona on Thursday. We'll take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from Kevin Gimmel, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach. Reading some of the reports and talking with Devon Kennard yesterday, the sense is that you brought some fun back to the program. Was that sort of what you wanted to do in this first week and a half, is just get these guys relaxed and have fun playing football again?
Yeah, you know, it was a critical week for us to get back to USC football, and these guys have been through a lot, so I tried to ease up on them, change a couple of things that were going on in the program that were really good while we was with Coach Kiffin, but I thought that we needed some change, let the guys know that it's going in a different direction. It seems to have worked so far.
That was my next question, is what's their response been this last week and a half?
They responded great. The guys are walking around there smiling, laughing, and joking. There's a lot of energy in the room, a lot of energy on the practice field, relaxed atmosphere, but still focused.
In terms of what we're going to see on the field Thursday, can we expect wholesale changes, or are you guys going to do what you've been doing?
You know, it's hard to make a wholesale change in a week, as you guys know. You know, Clay Helton's going to call plays. There will be some different things out there, but we're still going to stick to the same similar format we've had here at USC for years. Obviously, on defense, nothing's going to change. I'm still coaching the defensive line. Clancy's the caller, so I just hope that we play a little bit more energy, more style than we used to play with at USC.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from John Gold, the Arizona Daily Star.
Hey, Coach, how are you doing today?
Hey, John, how's it going out there?
Going great, going great. So, doing a story on USC being a premier coaching job across the country, and I got a little Twitter argument with a friend of mine who said it wasn't anymore, and now I'd like to know your opinion. Do you look at USC as one of those, you know, not just destination jobs that it talks about, but as like the top 5-10 jobs in the country?
Oh, no question about that. I say USC is the best job in the country itself. They give you everything you need here to have success, a private school education, recruiting Southern California, the alumni base, the networking that the university, our players get, the ability to recruit nationally, everything that you want. The university is here. Living in Los Angeles, the weather, the facilities, Pat Hayden and Max Nikias have been tremendously supportive. I've been to other schools. They've been really good schools. I think USC has the best package.
Kind of building on the fact that you've been at other schools, you've been kind of across the country. You've sort of spanned it all the way up to Syracuse, all down to Ole Miss and Tennessee, places like that. Nationally, do they think of USC the way that you think of USC, kind of out here?
Yeah, I do. I think that other schools look at USC as a national program. I've also been in Miami as a private school down there back in the heyday, where we won 2 national championships and had great players and put them in the NFL. But I know overall USC is looked upon as one of the best jobs in the country.
Great, Coach. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Ruth Robbins, RealDog.com.
Hi, Coach. I just was going to ask you about going up against Kadeem Carey this weekend and what your Thursday night, excuse me. And what are your thoughts on getting your defense ready to go up against a guy like that?
Well, first of all, he's a really good player. I wish he was on our team. He's an excellent football player and really a tough, strong runner. I think he's very, very well coached. He takes care of the football. Coach Rodriguez has done a tremendous job of coaching this team. He breaks tackles. He's well coached, and they have a great scheme for him. So, yes, we have a hard job ahead of us, but we're going to be ready for the task.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. We have a question from Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Ed, obviously the offense has struggled a good bit of the season so far down there. What's your take on what you're seeing on that side of the ball, and is there hope?
Yeah, there is hope because, you know, if you've seen the running game last couple of games, we're really making some strides in our running game. And, you know, our strength is our running backs. The offensive line is doing a better job. Obviously, we got a little out of whack in our passing game. We're not what USC used to be. But we just went back to the fundamentals of doing the things that we can do. There are some things that our quarterbacks do really well. There's some things that they're not ready to do. So, obviously, we're going to do the things that they do well. Making quarterback friendly. We need to do a better job of protecting the quarterback and do some things that that we know we can do to get the ball deep. We always had a deep threat at USC, and that's still going to be here. Obviously, we need our big-time players to make plays in big-time games, and we have Marquise Lee, one of the better players in the country, and we need to learn how to spread the ball around just a little bit more.
And do you get Silas Redd back this week?
Yes, yeah, Silas has practiced. I expect him to be full go. He had an excellent practice yesterday. Can't wait to watch him play.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any further questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
Perfect. That'll do it. Ed, thanks for your time today. Good luck on Thursday.
Hey, thank you, guys.
You bet. We'll see you.